T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you feel a little bit like Steve Martin in The Jerk when the phone book comes, when the NFL releases its schedule?
It's interesting enough for me to care. There was a little debate on the Golic and Wingo earlier how important the NFL schedule release date is, or how geeked we should be about it. But I don't know. Put me on the good side of it. Are you underwhelmed?
The NFL's got a grip, man. They got a grip on us, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
The NFL's got a grip. So, apparently in April, the new schedule coming out is all the rage. And I get it. Makes headlines for a day, even while plenty of other things are going on. And we all stop to talk about what our particular team is going to be doing. Apparently the Chiefs had battled long and hard. Who are the Chiefs opening with? I looked at this
Jacksonville.
Morning. And I can't remember. Yeah, Jacksonville instead of the Steelers, right? I think that was what the Chiefs had been battling against. Supposedly they were trying to match them up with Pittsburgh to start the season. And I can't remember if that was a game in Kansas City or whether they might have to go to Pittsburgh, but that's what they had been trying to get them to do, and the Chiefs were balking at that and ended up not playing the Steelers. I think the Steelers and the Patriots are opening, if I'm correct. I don't know. I guess it's fun to kind of, you know who you're going to play. I mean, we've known
who you're going to play. You didn't know exactly when. Yeah.
Right. You just didn't know exactly when. So that's the next layer of information that we got yesterday. And it's fun to look and see who's playing in the prime time. I mean, not surprisingly, the Cleveland Browns are kind of the new next big thing. I think they've got like 6 primetime viewings or something like that.
But, well, they played twice on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
They've played 2 times on Monday Night Football the last 10 years combined.
Yeah.
And if you don't think that there's a buzz around the Browns, then you haven't been paying attention. I'm sure most Sports Daily listeners get it. But on this day a year ago, according to Vivid Seats, the median cost of a ticket for a Browns game was $62.
Mm.
As of last night, the median cost of a Browns ticket is $131.
Well, there you go.
So it tells you all you need to know about the buzz around the Cleveland Browns, and the NFL gets it. They've got them on, Monday Night Football twice. The Chiefs, by the way, will play 3 of their first 4 games on the road for the second straight year. It happened to them once in the previous 10 years. And I guess if you have to make this kind of a trip back-to-back weeks, you would want it to be in the first 2 weeks. But they're at the Jags and at the Raiders.
Yeah.
Thanks, NFL.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the Chiefs do play, if you're into such things, the easiest September schedule based off of the 2018 opponent win percentage, which is 391. At the Jags, at the Raiders, home against the Ravens, at the Lions, that's September. Then that rematch with the Colts is at home. How many wins do you see for the Chiefs? 10 or more? Or less?
I'll go 10 or more.
Yeah.
I'll go 10 or more. I mean, I think they're the team to beat in the West. And to win the division, you're going to have more than 10 games.
Kind of easy early, tough late. Mm-hmm. After you get that return game with the Raiders on December 1st, then it's at the Patriots, Broncos at home, at the Bears, Chargers at home.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of games in there with the NFC North at home, Packers at home, Vikings at home. So that's nice. I don't know. I'm mildly intrigued to see if that obviously defense has been beefed up. They, look, without a defense, they won 12 games. Now, mm-hmm. you know, can you do it again with what we hope would be an upgrade personnel-wise? How about this one? The Ravens alternate home and away games all year. Only the fourth time it's ever happened since the merger. Yeah. Huh. No consecutive home games, no consecutive away games. The 85 Falcons, the 91 Bucks, and the 2012 Falcons alternated home and away all season. Only the fourth team. See, that's the kind of hard-hitting, you know, analysis and numbers that you get here on Sports Daily. Ravens alternating games.
Oh, my God.
Cowboys get the Giants in week one. Be the fifth time in 7 years the Cowboys hosted the Giants in week one.
Hmm. That's it. The Chiefs playing Denver on Thursday night football on October 17th. That'll be interesting.
Chiefs playing the Chargers in Mexico City, so they're going to try that again. You got 7 months, Mexico City. Try to make sure the field's ready by then.
I mean, please.
What could be a high-scoring, you know, little shootout between Phil Rivers and Patrick Mahomes? Chargers are only team this season that won't play a game where their opponent has more rest heading into the week. How long do you think it would take to lay out the schedule and figure out who should play who, when, and where?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
No, I really can't.
I mean, how extensive does your software need to be to do that? In fact, just about any league. I always marveled about it. I always wondered about it in, like, the Valley.
Yeah.
When you have so many civic arenas or arenas that aren't necessarily. I mean, how do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you even possibly figure that out? NFL is should be a little easier because they all control their own facilities.
You're right.
But even that, you got 32 teams and you're trying to.
There's everybody got a bye week. And you got Thanksgiving games. And I guess you'll always have, even though we've kind of disputed that on this show before, you'll always have somebody having a little bit of an advantage coming off of a bye or having to play on Thursday since everybody has to do it. But how about the Raiders after that Chiefs home game? They open with the Broncos, then the Chiefs, then they won't play in their home stadium again until week 9.
Yeah, they're done.
Got the play the Bears in London or something.
I know they go to London.
But true road games against the Vikings, Colts, Packers, and Texans before the Lions come to town November 3rd. Man, that's
how intriguing are the Raiders even?
You know, I'll have to wait until, and by the way, it's not far away, the draft. That's
next week.
To me, that's when they're intriguing. What kind of draft are they going to have under John Gruden, who I saw on the ticker a minute ago that he's never drafted a quarterback in the first round?
Is that right?
I think that's right. I think that's what I saw.
Boy, there's a lot of, and we'll get to this next week, but since we're, you know, kind of spitballing about it right now, there's a lot of conversation about Kyler Murray maybe not being the first, but now, and by the way, we're into smoke, mirrors, and
lies.
Subterfuge right now. So really, you can't believe virtually anything that you hear as it relates to the draft, because everybody's trying to misdirect, fool, etc., the other guy.
If they
don't, in order to get the guys that they want.
Explain to me what they would do if they don't. Let's say they don't take him. So Josh Rosen is perfectly fine. We're okay with him being our quarterback.
Or, well, I mean, you're gonna draft they drafted one. Him in the first round last year.
Well, I know, but just in
it's
case
not
you don't...
like they put her. They didn't put much around him.
Well, there's no rule that says you can't try it again.
No, know? There isn't. But the thought then would be, how far would Kyler Murray fall if he was not the first round pick? The Giants don't seem to be a destination for him, and they're the most likely team
they
to
need a
select
quarterback.
A quarterback.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So how far could he go? Interesting. I tend to think that the Cardinals at the end of the day are going to take him, but that would be really, really interesting.
They wouldn't, man. That's an organization in disarray, and
totally.
I don't taking him might have more questions than solutions. Not that I'm against taking him, but to have back-to-back first-round quarterbacks on the team, and this is kind of making Will Cain's way out there idea all these months ago more and more conceivable. That just have a head-to-head competition to see who the starting quarterback is, and then trade the other one.
Right.
Or you know you have a pretty capable and pretty highly thought of backup, whoever's not the starting quarterback, because you and I talk all the time about how important it is to have a good backup quarterback, because the drop off for almost every team is cavernous. So if you do turn this into a glorified college team, which they pretty much have by hiring Cliff Kingsbury, yeah. You know?
The whole Cliff Kingsbury thing is staggering to me still. I'm sure that there are some people that are kind of like, well, whatever, ho-hum. It is stunning to me that Cliff Kingsbury is a head coach in the NFL.
Yep.
Stunning.
I think similar things when Steve Spurrier got that Redskins job. Although Steve Spurrier, the difference was he won a hell of a lot of football games in college.
Well, sure.
Cliff Kingsbury hadn't. And they were going to bring the fun and gun from Florida up to the Redskins. That didn't exactly
Texas Tech
work out.
Didn't think enough of one of their very own to keep him. And now he's the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
I mean, okay. Someone in Arizona is a hell of a lot smarter than 99% of the rest of us when it comes to Cliff Kingsbury. But what it is it's the latest rush to find offense.
Well, and it's something that I never thought would happen, in that they're turning to the college game to evolve.
Right.
Remember when the run and shoot wouldn't work in Atlanta and Detroit? And we just scrapped it because this is the NFL and the players are too fast for that?
I know. But here's where we are now. Young offensive minds running football teams.
Outside the box.
It's crazy. But that's what Sean McVay does for you, right?
Yeah. Copycat. Copycat league.
All right. We'll get to On This Day in History coming up. It's April 18th. Happened on this day in sports, courtesy of Superior Ranch. 10:41 in the AM, Shane and Bruce rolling it out. Thursday edition, Sports Daily, right here on the Sports Station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.